Well, ladies, obviously you know now what is going to kind of happen here next year at NDSU. All three of you made your dance, made the dance team for the Bison. I guess question number one, and each one of you can answer this. First, I'll ask you, London, what was your first reaction when you found out that you made the team?
Instant relief. It was a very long, stressful weekend.
Wanisha, how about you?
Basically, I was just also relieved. It was a lot of pressure and just a lot of second-guessing yourself and thinking that you didn't do as good as you did.
And Faith?
I was just really excited. This is something I've always wanted since I was little, growing up, seeing the NDSU dance team. So I was just really excited.
I guess that would be kind of a, you know, I'm sure I'll know the answer to this, but I'll ask, like, how long have you been, have you guys been dancing?
I've been dancing since I was 3 years old.
Three? Mo, you too?
I'd say since I was like five.
Okay. Faith?
I've been dancing since fourth grade.
Fourth grade. So around seven, around 9 years old, 9 years old. So yeah, you've been doing it for a few years here. Well, now, did you have to audition to make the team, or what was the process like?
Yeah, we did have to try out and audition. So we had tryouts April 27th and 28th, and the captains from the previous year taught us hip-hop and a palm routine, and we learned those both on Saturday, and then we performed them on Sunday in front of a panel of eight judges. We also had to show the judges other dance skills and tricks, like turns and jumps and flips.
Hip-hop and palm, if memory serves, those were two you guys did quite well as highlights, state champions, if memory serves. So did they pick that because of that, or was that...
In college, you're only allowed to do two categories, unlike high school where you can do four. Mm-hmm. So the only two categories that they do are palm and hip-hop. So that's why they chose to do palm and hip-hop.
Rather advantageous for you guys that it was something you've been good at. Now, how did you find out? Did they call you, or was did it happen? You know, what was how did they let you know?
Yeah, we actually met at another building on campus, and you just drove there, and they had a big chair sitting by the door, and there was a list of our tryout numbers, and if your number was on there, you got to go upstairs to the meeting, and if your number wasn't on there, then you just had to head back home.
With these competition, with the team competition, what did you do as a member of the North Dakota State Bison dance team?
Well, you start out by going to UDA camp in the summer, and you have to qualify for nationals there. And then during the fall, you perform at basketball games, football games, and volleyball, and then even wrestling matches. And you have a lot of volunteering hours to do, and then you also have to fundraise for the year.
And do you know, obviously there's competition, you know, obviously this is a dance team, this is competition, so is it different from high school, the competition? You mentioned only two, you only have two, so it must be different, but is it different, like, judging-wise, or what, I suppose you don't know yet because you're getting into it, but do you kind of have an idea?
So, like, in high school dance, there's a lot of competitions compared to college. You have, like, six compared to college, where you only have, like, two that matter. Because we go to, NDSU goes to, like, the West Fargo invite that high school goes to as well. But it's kind of more just, like, to practice and get in the ring of, like, getting judges' comments and stuff. And then they go to regionals, which is in Minneapolis as well. And so then there is when they're stacked against other college teams that actually are in their category at nationals. And then from there, you have like a couple weeks of a break, and then you go to nationals in Florida, similar to high school, but it's a different weekend. It's earlier than high school nationals.
Now, speaking of high school, obviously you guys are all highlights and had outstanding careers and had fun. What, any memories? I'll start with you, London. Anything that stands out for you, or just anything you can, you know, about your time as a highlight?
I think being on the dance team for 6 years with the same girls, just we all had a good bond by the time we were done.
And being able, the three of you going together too, that's got to be special.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. That's something that's really cool about this, is that we all made it.
I think for me, one of the most memorable moments for me, since I've been in it, been on varsity since like seventh grade, and we've grown so much as a team since then. Like, sixth place used to be a big deal for us, like even just placing. And to go from that, I think in 2016 when we won our first, that was 2016, right? Okay, when we won our first hip hop state title, I think that was one of the most memorable moments for me, because that was the year that I realized that we had advanced and we had gotten better, and like we're up and running with like the upper bigger dogs of like Fargo and stuff in Bismarck. So I think that was the most memorable moment for me.
And I suppose when you go to the hack and if you're either performing or you're watching a game and you see those banners up on the wall, that kind of give you a little sense of pride that you guys were part of a pretty good, hopefully just the beginning of what will happen down the line.
Making history.
Yeah. Just watching the whole program grow throughout the years has been really cool.
Yeah, we started with 7 girls and now there's like 27. So just watching, and even like the little kids, watching them grow and...
You're the mentors for these younger ones now. Well, ladies, congratulations on everything, and look forward to maybe seeing you guys on ESPN on a national dance competition down in Florida when you get to NDSU.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, hopefully.